Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Kuftes, and we are on Kufches Amabez, about 12 lines up from the bottom, right in the middle, the Efshar Lesochto. So we got into yesterday's daf, Tuf Kufches Amanalev, the Sugyas of Tipas Cholav. Tipas Cholav Shnafal Achaticha, we had a machlokas in Rashi and Tosfos. Exactly what that means is the piece of meat outside the rotev. Is it inside the rotev? Is it sticking out part? Were you mena air? So that's what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah, this is right, this is basa b'chalav, the rules and regulations of chaticha nasas nevela, and different items becoming usser, and different items becoming mutter. So again, there's a lot of, practical meat and milk issues, but there's a lot of yesodos, many yesodos brought up here in the Rishonim here, regarding the status of isser to heter and heter to isser, right? We have status of heter to isser, as we're going to talk about, and as we've spoken about, the concept of chaticha nasas nevela, the concept of you have something that's mutter, and it becomes usser. And then you have items that are the opposite, as we'll see today. We're about to start Efshar Lesochto Atzmo Usser, or Efshar Lesochto Mutter, meaning if something becomes Usser, and then let's say the drop of milk in the meat, Usser is the meat, so then if we mix that meat into a number of other pieces, into a larger pot, do we say, well, now we can have the drop that was in the original meat get mixed in and be misbalta with a larger, and then even the piece of meat that became usr now becomes mutter? Or no, we don't say that. Efshar lesochto, if it's possible to squeeze it out, so then it would not become mutter. Once it's usr, it's usr. So again, it's going in various directions. Usr becoming mutter, mutter becoming usr. Again, different statuses. And we have this question in many areas that it doesn't always go in both directions. Like here, even if you say one, you say something could become usr, you might say that remains forever. Right, if you say chaticha nasas nevela, you might say efshar lesochto usser, and it cannot go in the opposite direction. Or you might say it can go in the opposite direction. It's also, it can become mutter. We have it in various areas. We discussed it earlier in the Masechta about items that achieve a status of isser. Can they ever lose that status of isser? Even Hilchos Shabbos, muksa. Right? Something can become muksa on Shabbos, but something cannot become unmuksed on Shabbos. Right? That's the sugya of migud is katsoi ben ashmashos is katsoi l'kula yoma. Once something is muksa when Shabbos starts, then it's muksa for the whole Shabbos. Even if the reason that it was muksa when Shabbos started is removed. But something can become muksa on Shabbos. Right, if something breaks on Shabbos, it's shivrei kelim and it's not usable, so then it could become muksa on Shabbos. So again, sometimes items could gain a status and lose the status. Sometimes it can only stay in one direction. So here we get into the sugya of chaticha nasas nevela, which is when you have a mutter item and then it becomes ne'asar. The whole item becomes ne'asar, not only the drop that's in it, but everything, or not, that we saw earlier, just to mention it again, because it's going to come up, the Machlokas Rabbeinu Ephraim and the other Rishonim, where Chaticha Nasas Nevela applies. Rabbeinu Ephraim discusses that Chaticha, the principle of Chaticha Nasas Nevela, only applies by Basar B'Chalav. Right, what's the svara that it should only apply by basar b'chalav, that it that if a drop of milk goes into the meat, now the whole piece of meat is asur? Because after all, he says the two items separately are mutter. It's not like a piece of nevela, a drop of nevela that goes into another piece of meat. So why should you say that more of this meat is usser? Just the drop is usser. The drop was usser before it came in. Now it went into this piece of meat. So it remains that drop is usser. If there's not enough to be mevatelit, so then fine. So then the whole thing becomes usser because of that drop. But it doesn't have to change status because the item was usser before it came in. But when it comes to basar b'chalav, so the two items were mutter by themselves. And it's only usser because of the taroves, because of the mixing in between, right? That's what Rashi said on yesterday's daf. That's the chiddush of basar b'chalav. So then it's very mistaver to say, says Rabbeinu Ephraim, that the mixture is what's usser. It's not about a drop, it's the mixture. So what's the mixture? The whole thing is the mixture. The chaticha and the chalav is the mixture. And that is why the whole item gets a special status. So that is machlokas one. The question that we're about to deal with is, what about the next related topic of efshar lesochto? Is there a relationship between these two sugyas of chaticha nasas nevela and efshar lesochto usser or mutter? Meaning, once something becomes usser, either because the whole status or because of the drop, then it's mixed into a larger group. Do we say that original piece of meat can become mutter too? If, cause now it's mixed into a much larger, population of meat. So do we say efshar lesochto mutter because it's to squeeze out that mutter or not? And there are Rishonim, so Rabbeinu Ephraim is a perfect example. Chaticha Nasa's Nevela only applies by Basar B'Chalav, but it could be that he holds Efshel L'Sochto is Asur, right, outside of Basar B'Chalav. So we see that the two sugyas, the two topics might not be connected. Or not. Or we say that, you know, once you say one, you say the other. Once it gains the status of Asur, that is always Asur. And if you say, if you don't say Chadir Anasas Nevela, if you don't say that the, whole piece of meat is Asur, so that's why you would say Efshel L'Sochto Mutter. So those two are definitely, possibly connected, but not according to all Rishonim. And again, the Rishonim here are expansive, Ba'arichus. The Ron here, just right after he finishes the Sugya, he goes on for pages. After he explains the Rif, he says, Slik Pirka Bahalachos on page that he goes at the Tipas Chalav. This sugya of five columns he has until he mentions everything he says. Again, it goes through all the Rishonim, all about the sugyas of Chatir Nasa Nevela, Efshel L'Sochto Asur, Tam Ki Iker, right? All of these are related topics. Again, heavy Yaredeya issues that come up. Okay, so let's just get into where we are up to. So we just mentioned the Machlokes discussion of Rav, the possibility that Rav says only the gdi, only the meat becomes usher, not the milk. We had that possibility. We rejected it. We said, no, it's usher. And the issue here that was discussed is a case of a Yor Rosachas, and the machlokes that we just had was whether you get malchus on the bishul v'chul. Okay. The Efshel L'Sochto Atzmo Tanoihi. So now the Gemara goes into middle of Kuf Chesam Abayis. Maybe the issue of Efshel L'Sochto is itself a Machlokas Tanoim. Again, Efshel L'Sochto, if something becomes Asur, is it possible to ever remove the Asur and now could become Mutter again? Again, only in a B'dievid way. Right? We've mentioned Ein Mevatel Nisul L'Chanchila. Right, one is not allowed to be mevatel on purpose. Right, the Mishnah Maseches Trumos says that, and that is Pashas and Isser Durabanan. Right, we had a couple of days ago that according to the Ravid, maybe it's an Isser Daraisa. Right, the Ravid said that based on a diak about Zroa B'Shela, the fact that the Gemara has to quote a Deya, quote a Deya. This was back on Sadi Ches Amebeis, right, 10 blot ago. The Ravid was Medayik, the fact that the Gemara says, Zeo Limute, Zeruah B'Shela is different, that it's a Chiddush HaTorah. What's the Chiddush HaTorah? That there you can be Mevatel HaChachila. Sounds like the Isser of Mevatel HaChachila is Isser Daraisa. That was the Ravid's Diyak in the Isser Mashahu, that it is an Isser Daraisa. But Rov showed him, the Rashba and others there knocked out the Raya, and they said it is an Isser Drabanan to be Mevatel HaChachila. If Bittel occurs, then obviously it works. Obviously it works. And that's what we're talking about in these cases. Pashtus, right? That if you don't want to get into controversy, the cases of Efshel L'Sochto where it got mixed in, it means it got mixed in. It got mixed in. I didn't do it on purpose, but it happened memela. And now the question is, what do I say? How powerful is the Bittel? Or how powerful is the status that has been achieved by the Chaticha? Right, going in the two directions. So if Efshel L'Sochto Atzmo Tanoihi, maybe that itself is a machlokas tanam. The Tanya, the Tosefta says, right, the parallel Tosefta to our Mishnah. Right, remember what our Mishnah said. Our Mishnah said, Tipas Chalav Shenafal Al Chaticha, a drop of milk that falls on the Chaticha. If there's no Saint Tam in that Chaticha, it's Aser. Right, at that chatik, because the drop is mixed in with a piece of meat. If you are menayer the kedera, if you mixed up the pot, so then you go by the whole pot, because the drop didn't have a moment to get mixed in with that chaticha, it goes by the whole entire pot. So that was the Mishnah. So now we have a parallel Tosefta. The Tanya, Tibas Chalav Shnafa Ala Chaticha, Kifat Shenasna Tam Bechaticha, Chaticha Atzma Naasis Nevela. Different lashon than our Mishnah said, right? The chaticha itself becomes a nevela, v'oseres kol chatichos kulan, and it asers all of the other chatichos mibnei shehein mina, because they are its type. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita, min b'mino is not batel, right? Rabbi Yehuda, we've said that a number of times over the past couple of dafim, based on the sugya in Maseches Yuma, that the blood of the cow, the blood of the seir, is all called blood, even though the blood of the cow is much more in quantity. So Rabbi Yehuda says, right, when the drop of milk falls onto the chaticha is chanan, chaticha nasas nevela, and therefore it is all usher. Look at Rashi for a moment, explaining this in the Havamina Klomar. Whenever Rashi is Klomar, it means he's coming to explain something that might not be pshuto. Kima chiyish ba kadei litein tam ba'osa chaticha hakol usher. Since there's enough milk to aser that piece of meat, the whole piece of meat becomes aser via filu nier es hakadera. Even if you shook up the kedera to ikal amemar nechlak lekulan, and if you shook it up, then you might think that, oh, now you have to go by all the pieces of meat, not just the one. V'harei ein bo kedei lasser, afilu hachi aser. Still, it's aser, as we'll see what the svar of Yehuda is, why he says aser. Once it's aser, then we know he holds min b'mino is not batel. But the chiddush of Yehuda here is that once it falls on the meat, the whole meat becomes aser, and it is min b'mino, not batel. V'chachavim omrim, achetite tam, berotev, ubekipa, ubechatichos. No, the chachamim say you go by everything in the pot. You go by the rotev, the kipa, the chatichos, you don't just go by the piece of meat. And the Havamina here is, as Rashi points out, we assume that the Chachamim are telling us even the original piece of meat is mutter. Right? If a drop falls on the Chaticha, and then you mix up the whole thing, and everything's mutter. Kasaka Taituch, Rashi says, Da Atipa Kaime. Right? The Chachamim say, until the drop is no sintam into everything. And if the drop is no sintam into everything, then everything is going to be mutter, even the first Chaticha. Why? Because it's chozer v'niskat. If it falls in, it doesn't have a moment to be nivla, and it then goes into the entire pot. So that's the machlokes tanoim. Amar Rebbe. Now Rebbe says about this machlokes tanoim, dinirin divrei Rebbe Yehuda b'shaloni er v'shalokisa. I agree with Rebbe Yehuda that it is going to be usher. And everything's going to be usher. Chaticha nasas nevela about the first piece, and it affects the entire pot. If you were not, if you didn't shake up the pot and you didn't cover the pot, because the pot, covering the pot also causes shaking. Covering the pot makes all of the liquid inside churn and bubble, and therefore it's the same thing as Nier. So Rebbe says, I agree with Rebbe Yehuda's opinion that the whole thing is Aser if you didn't Mena'er and you didn't cover it, because then the whole first piece of meat becomes Aser and it Asers everything else. And I think the Chachamim are right that it's, you measure it by everything if you're menar and machasit, right? Or machasit. And if you did that, so then as long as the drop of milk was batel in everything, so that everything is going to be mutter. So, says the Gemara now, what does Rebbe here mean? Mind lo nir v'lo kisa. What does it mean when Rebbe says, I agree with Rebbe Yehuda if you didn't touch anything? If you didn't shake up the pot, if you didn't cover the pot, I agree with Rabbi Yehuda. Ile malonir, klav, lokisa, klav. Is it that you didn't touch anything? You were not minar, machas of the pot. And that's where Rebbe says that I agree with Rabbi Yehuda that everything is aser. So one second. Mifla bala, mifla lopala. But in that case, why would you say the others are aser? The drop went into the first piece of meat, didn't move, and then it wasn't polate, it didn't spit out the taste into others. The tam of the chalav. Right, it's just inside the piece of meat, as Rashi says. Tam b'shechalav b'gaga shel chaticha havei. Right, the meat, the drop, fell onto the top piece of steak, and that's it. It didn't go into other steaks. You didn't touch the pot, and therefore, why would anybody say that the rest are usher? So, Ella, what rather must Rebbe mean when Rebbe says that according to Rebbe Yehuda, I agree with Rebbe Yehuda when you were not menayer, ella lo nir b'tchila el basof, elo kisa b'tchila el basof. It must mean that you were not menairit when it first fell in, but afterwards you were menairit, meaning the first piece of meat was nesar, and then you now shake up the whole pot and cover the whole pot, so now you have a piece of meat that was nesar, and now it's getting mixed into the rest of the pot. So Rebbe says, that's where I agree with Rebbe Yehuda, so am I. Habala v'hapalat. But why should we say then that the whole piece of meat is now asar, is going to asar the rest of the pot? Don't we say that now that you're mixing it into the rest of the pot, the little drop of milk that went into the first piece should be polate into all the pieces and everything should become mutter? Kasavar efshel esochto asar. It must be, this is the shita, that efshel esochto, once something becomes ne'asar, even if then you mix it into a larger mixture, and you might view it as that original asering drop will come out and now be mevutal in the larger population of chatichos, you don't say that. You don't say that, you say efshel esochto is asar, once it's asar, it remains aser. Rashi on the bottom, efshel esochto aser, mipnei shekula nasis iser, v'kol hanischat mimenu aser, v'kol hanisher ba aser. Right? It is usher, whatever comes out of it is usher, and therefore, the kivan daf tam basar sheba nesar. So now, even the tam of the basar is nesar, because this is basar b'chalav. So chozer v'oser acheros, afilu ein elef. Now it's going to usher the rest of the pieces, because min b'mino lo bato. Remember, this is Rebbe saying that I agree with Rebbe Yehuda in this regard. The Ran here just notes that even if you were not min na'er klal, it should all be usher. Right, it says, if you're only Minar Labasof, even if you're not Minar Klal, they're all Usr. Because once you say Echel Asofto Usr, the Chatich is Usr, and then the Chatich is sitting on the other Chatichos, and there's liquid there, we're talking about Rotev and Kib and Chatichos, so it's the taste of the meat should go into the liquid and Usr all the pieces. So it could be that even if you weren't Minar, but either way, this is Rebbe's Shita, that he holds like Rebbe Yehuda by a case of Lo Nir Velokisa, which we said means you were Minar Labasof. So says the Gemara. So far we have our sheet of Eshel Asofto Aser. Michlal, the Gemara just points out, but 1 second. What's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion? Rabbi says, I hold like Rabbi Yehuda in this case. But then Rabbi Yehuda must be even more extreme. Michlal, Rabbi Yehuda Savar, must be that Rabbi Yehuda holds, Kinir Mitchila Vatsof, Akiza Mitchila Vatsof, even if you were Minar the whole time, Aser. Rabbi says, I'll hold like Rabbi Yehuda where you're only Minar Basof. But Rabbi Yehuda himself must say, it's always Aser, even if you were Minar. Right when it fell in, so the Gemara says, "Amai halo balaklal." So why would that be? What's the svar for that? If I shake up the pot, the second that the drop falls onto the chaticha, I'm covering. I shake up the pot. So why would anybody say that it's usur? Right? It should definitely go by all the pieces of meat in the pot. Ema lo nir yafe yafe v'lo kisa yafe yafe. No, maybe he's worried that you didn't do a good job. You're right. Technically, if I knew that right when the drop fell in, that you mixed it up or you put the cover on right away and it got mixed into the whole pot, into the meat and the rotev and the kippah, so all of that would be fine. But Rabbi Yehuda is just choshesh that you didn't do a good job. You aren't minair properly, and therefore it is it would be usher anyway. So ad kan, we have found the shita of efsher lesochto usher. That's Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, and Rabbi Yehuda not only says Efshel Sato Aser himself, but he even says Yerchoshesh even if there was Nir and Kisa at the beginning. Rabbi holds Efshel Sato Aser, and he doesn't have that chash. Good. Before we get to the other Shita, right, the issue of Nir and Kisa, or specifically Kisa, interesting, comes up in Hilchas Shabbos as well. Again, many of these sugyas and issues come up in Hilchas Shabbos as well. Here we're talking about covering the pot. What about covering the pot on Shabbos? Right, so that's a question. What happens if I have a, we know on Shabbos, the malacha of Bishol, or Afia, malacha number 11, Bishol b'Shabbos is Asa Daraisa. But not only is actual Bishol start to finish, but even what we call Kirav Beishulo. If I hasten the cooking process, that's also Asa Daraisa on Shabbos. If something's on a fire and it's going to cook in an hour, and I make the fire bigger, and now it cooks in half an hour, that I'm Asa Mishum maybe Mavir, lighting a bigger fire, but also Mishum Bishul, because I made it cook in a quicker fashion. Right? So anything that I any way that I cause something to cook in a quicker fashion, it's going to be Asa Daraisa. The Sugya Magus. Right? Stirring something on Shabbos. So if I have a chalent that's not fully cooked yet, why we're machmer to assume that's bishol all the way up until mavushal kol tzarcho. Machlokas Rishonim, Rashba and the Rambam. Whether there's bishol only up until machu ben drusoi, up until edibility, or even from edibility till mavushal kol tzarcho cooked fully. So we're machmer to assume that there's bishol daraisa even up till mavushal kol tzarcho. So let's say I put the chalent up and I didn't, before Shabbos, it wasn't fully cooked. So what am I going to do? I want to check how the challah is doing on Friday night. So I'm going to take the cover off and stir it. Stirring, if something is not fully cooked, is part of the bishul process because you're taking items in there that's further from the fire, putting it closer to the fire. You're mixing it in each other. You're cooking it in each other. So stirring something that is not mavushal kol tzarcho is a big problem. That is an issur daraisa of kirav, kirei bishulo, megus. But also putting the pot cover back on. That also could be Asur Daraisa if it's not fully cooked. Right? Something that's not Mavushal Kol Tzarcho. The Shmir Shabbos quotes this in Perek Aleph, Simen Mem Aleph. Tavshil She'ena Mavushal Kol Tzarcho. O Afilu Rak Safek in Mavushal Kol Tzarcho. Right? Safek Daraisa. I'm not sure. Even if it's a Safek. V'hu B'kadeira Shalgabi Ha'esh Asur L'chasoso B'michse. You can't cover it. O B'tzalachat. Or with a plate. O B'chol Davar Acher. Because covering it hastens the process. Like here. Here, what do we say here? If you're machasa, the pot all of a sudden it starts churning and jumping around inside the pot. It's exactly the point. Even if you take the pot off the fire and do it. If it's not mavusha kol tzarcho, it's still an isur daraisa because that's cooking in a kli rishon. Shehusar me'ala eish. That's also asur daraisa. Mikiva shim kisi akadera hu goreim sha'atavshil yosif lehispashel. because putting the pot cover on, I'm causing it to cook more. V'lachein chamin asher bohem atzmos shel of im husar hamichse yachmit shlo lachasos es kdei rasam elam kein rachos v'ruyos lachila. Only if everything is ready, the bones are even edible, but everything else is mavushal kol sarcho. The shaila is, what about another interesting discussion that some have, Rav Kiva Eicher talks about this, the beginning of Shin Yud Ches. What about if I put up a hot water urn right before Shabbos, and for some reason, and it's not cooked, it's not fully cooked, not boiling yet, when Shabbos comes. So usually if we do it and we get back from shul, it's much later, an hour later. But what if, right after Shabbos starts, I need some water. So I'm going to take some water out. It's lukewarm right now, because I need some water. But what's the problem? Removing some of the volume of the water in the urn is now going to make the rest of the urn cook faster, because there's less water in there. And if that could be a problem also. That could be a problem also. So either way, these are all issues of possible Isuri Daraisa of Shabbos. What about if it is Mavushal called Sarcho? What if, you know, I wanted the Shalant's done. I'm going to take some Shalant out. And let's say I want to take it out Friday night, and I'm going to put I'm going to use all of the conditions of Hachzara, of lining the inside, and the five conditions of a Yad, and the kavana lahachzir, all the conditions. But the poskim discuss, and this is a machlokas, this extension. When are you supposed to put the pot cover back on there? What's the issue? The issue is the chumra of the kolbo by magus. There is a chumra quoted in Shulchan Aruch, and we're machmer for this chumra. The kolbo says, if something is on a fire, so then you cannot stir it even if it's mevushal kol sarcho. That's the chumra of the kolbo. Stirring something that is on the fire, that is fully cooked, it's still aser. Pashtus is not an issur daraisa, unless the whole thing is based on a chashash, maybe it's not mevushal kol sarcho. But even if you know for sure vade is mevushal kol sarcho, still we're machmer not to stir on the fire itself. So how do you, if you want to stir the chalant or something before, right, when you make sure it's good, so what do you do? So the best thing to do is to take it off, take it out of the crock pot, and have in mind to put it back in, and have it in your hand, and all the conditions of hachazara, then stir it when it's off. Stirring when it's off the fire is not a problem, as long as it's mevushal kol sarcho. But some poskim say that maybe also you should put the pot cover back on before you put the pots back onto the fire. Because putting the pot cover back on is similar to magus, similar to stirring. It also causes the same idea of helping the cooking process, like we have here. And therefore, that's like maybe if you put it back on while it's on the fire, that's a form of magus. That would be the same idea. And therefore, l'chadchila, you should definitely put the pot cover back on first and then put the crock pot back onto the fire. Again, that itself is an extension. The kolbo itself is an extension of being magus. Covering the pot cover, putting the pot cover back on, is an extension of the magus. So the Shmir Shabbos seems to say that maybe it should be done l'chadchila. And he quotes in the footnote, Vim tavshel mavusal kol sarcho, v'hu b'kaderish al gabi eish mechuse, gam kein tov l'hachmir v'lo l'chasosa, mikiva shakisi ha-kaderu hu kamo ha-gasa. Covering is like the stirring, tich machmarinan v'od al gabi eish, by where machmir l'chadchilo, when it's on the fire, he quotes, the Mishnah Berurah, shin yuchesiv siv kuf yud zayin, eli sirena v'yachasena kshi b'yado al gabi kise. First cover it when it's in your off, and then put it back in. And he quotes that others aren't machmir, or the Sternbach doesn't think that this is a chumah you have to have. By the way, he talks about to be careful if you have a pot cover with cool droplets on the inner side, on the underside, one also might have to be worried about that in terms of the bishul of those items. If the pot cover was never on. If it was on, then you get into issues of it's still a little warm, bishul if it's still a little warm, but if somebody washed the pot cover, and then they're going to put it on, that could be an issue. One has to make sure it's dry underneath. Okay, either way, this has to do a little bit with kisui and ni'er, as we just said. But back to the Gemara. So we have one shita. We have the shita of efshel lesochto aser in this Tosefta. So now we're going to try to find the other shita. Remember, we're trying to find that this issue of efshel lesochto is as machlokas tanoim. So we spoke about the shita of Rebbe and Rebbe Yehuda. So now, Amar, v'divrei chachamim kishenir v'kisa. Rebbe said that I like the chachamim shita. What were the chachamim shita? That it has to give off tam in all of the mixture. So I like the chachamim shita kishenir v'kisa. I agree with the chachamim if you were menair in a machasid. Or machasid. So my nir, my kisa. What does Rebbe mean there? I like the Rabbanan in that case. Ilema nir betsof velo nir batchila. V'kisa basof velo kide betchila. If you say it means that you shook it or you covered it at the end, that can't be, because that's exactly how we just interpreted Rebbe's view of Rebbe Yehuda. Ha'amid nir adivir Rebbe Yehuda b'ha. We interpreted that he holds like Rebbe Yehuda when you were mena'ar machasid basof. So what does he mean here when he says, I hold like the Rabbanon when you're Minar Machase? That must be Alanir Mitchila V'Yatzov. The case of Mitchila V'Yatzov. It must be that he holds that what he means in this line is that I hold like the Rabbanon when you mixed it right away. When you mixed it right away, right? Rabbi Yehuda is worried. No, you didn't do a good job. But it must be that the Rebbe hold like the Chacham, and the Chacham are not worried about that. And therefore, as long as you mixed it right away, so then, as long as it's misbatel in the entire pot, then you're good. Michlal, what is that mashma? The Rabbanan themselves are even more mekel. Michlal, the Rabbanan savri, nir basov lo nir betchila, kisa basov lo kisa betchila mutter. The Rabbanan themselves would say, even if you were only machaser or menaret basof, not right away, then it would be mutter. But what do you mean? Why would that be mutter? Right when the drop fell in, it asered this piece of meat. And now later on, if you were right at the end, it's all going to become mutter. Why is that? It must mean they hold the opposite. That you're right, it became asered the first piece of meat. But when it then, you mix it up into all the pieces of the meat, so then we say, Efshel Asochto is going to be mutter. It's going to be mutter. The Rambam, when he quotes this halacha of Ni'er, so the language of the Gemara is Ni'er, the language that we just had, Ni'er Mitchila Va'atzof. Is that literal? Mitchila Va'atzof? The Rambam quotes it as, yes. Avalim Ni'er Mitchila Va'atzof. Tes Yud. Perak Tes Halacha Yud. In Halacha Lachalos Asuros. And the tour is bothered. What? Just Ni'er Betchila. What do you need Va'atzof for? Right, once you were Minar Betchila, so then you mixed it up in the whole Chaticha. So why would you need the extra, says the Tur in Simen Sadi Beis, he quotes the Rambam, and he's bothered why the Rambam would say that you have to be Minar it the entire time. Right, he quotes the case, Tibetam Shechalot Nafla Chatichas Basar, and he quotes, because of a Rambam, Avalim Nir Betchila Vatsof, Oshakisa Betchila Vatsof, Harizeh Benos Itam, Venira, Shein Sarich, Rakshin Yinair O Yechase Miyad. B'shas nefila, v'afila pasag achar kach mila na'er, miyad mis'arif hatam b'chol mashe b'kdeira, u'mitz'arif kulo levatel. I don't know why the Rambam says that. Right when you mix it at the beginning, that should be good enough. That should be good enough. And therefore, you shouldn't even need it to mix it at the end. Right? You should just have to do it at the beginning. Why do you have to mix it at the end for? So the Beis Yosef has his explanation. He says, Nira li shetayma shal Rambam medamrina b'gemara. Mechlad Rabbi Yehuda sara kinir b'tchila v'atsof v'kizim b'tchila v'atsof aser amai halo bala klal. Maybe you weren't mechase yafe. So maybe the Rambam holds that Rabbi Yehuda has a point about being worried that people didn't do a good job. But the Rambam's not going to be worried about that if you did it the whole time. Mashvela HaRambam, Dafka Beki Agavna Shoru Rabbanan. If you were Mechasid and you were Menar the whole time, so then we're not worried that you didn't do a good job. But maybe they would also agree to Rabbi Yehuda that if you were Menar at only Batchila, so then maybe we would be worried. Aver B'Ni'er V'Kisa Batchila V'Lo Basoflo. Okay. The Lecha Mishnah also has a different shot. He says, maybe it's a Chiddush. You might have thought, says the Lecha Mishnah, that if you were not Menar it Basof, that shows that he didn't do a good job Batchila. After all, why do you keep doing it? Not that you need to keep doing it, but even if you kept doing it, it's okay. We don't assume that, oh, you kept doing it because you didn't do a good job at the beginning. No, you're just doing it the whole time. Doing it the whole time. You don't have to assume that it was a problem. Kamash Malan, Da'af Al-Gav, says the Lecha Mishnah. Avagav denir lebasof, de ikala meimar lechumra, de hanir rishon lo hayatov, viachron hayatov, vite aser, kamash malan de mutter, vaharizeb and osein tam. Okay, different day as the Lecha Mishnah, and the Kesa Mishnah, right, the Beis Yosef, in terms of why the Rambam requires that. But where do we stand? We have a machlokas now, this machlokas in the Tosefta. Is the machlokas efshel asofto aser efshel asofto mutter? Remember, our Mishnah did not quote a machlokas, so we couldn't relate it to our Mishnah. But this Tosefta, which is the parallel to our Mishnah, that's where the machlokas is. Good. So amalei Rav Achim Yedifti the Ravina, Rav Achim Yedifti as Ravina. How do you know that this is the machlokas? Mimai de efshel asofto pligi. How do you know that that's the machlokas and the Rabbanan matir because of efshel asofto mutter? Dilma efshel asofto they call aser. Maybe everybody agrees that Efshel Asofto is going to be Usser. Meaning, once it becomes Ne'esar, so then it's going to be Usser. That piece is going to be Usser forever. And the Machlokas here is, why did the Rabbanan matir? Because it was Batel. V'hacha b'min b'mino kamifliki. Maybe this goof is a machlokes. The rabbanan say, you know what? That piece is forever usser. Right? That piece is forever usser. But why is it going to be, right? Efshel sato usser. Why is it going to not usser the rest of the meat? Because min bamino is batel. Min bamino is batel, according to the rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei. Domer min bamino lo batel. Rabbanan l'tamayo. Domer min bamino batel. Right? So maybe that's the machlokes. How do you know this machlokes is about Efshel Softo? Maybe everybody agrees Efshel Softo is usser, and the machlokes is about min bamino. Right, the crazy, if Yonatan Eibeshit says here, maybe the issue machlokes should be about chaticha nasas nevela. Here's another question. Maybe it should be about chaticha nasas nevela. And everybody would agree Efshel Softo is mutter. The Gemara doesn't suggest that. So interesting, the crazy has a interesting line. He says that even according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, that chaticha nasas nevela is only by Basar Bachalav, within Basar Bachalav, he would say that chaticha nasas nevela has to be related to Efshel Softo Aser. Again, Rabbeinu Ephraim himself holds chaticha nasas nevela is only by basar b'chalav, and therefore you might hold one or the other about efshel softo outside of basar b'chalav. But within basar b'chalav, says the Rabbi Yonatan Eibeshitz, you would have to say the two are connected. Because the whole point is that it's mutter when there's not connected, and then it asers, so it's the mixture that's in between, so for sure we would say efshel softo aser. That's his suggestion, and therefore you would never be able to say, he says, that's what the Gemara did not suggest, that the machlokas here is about chaticha nasas nevela. It only suggests whether it's about Efshel Softo. You can't say that everybody holds Efshel Softo is mutter. That's his, this Ha'ara. Okay, there's more there, but let's continue. So the Gemara says, how do you know this is a machlokas about Efshel Softo? Maybe everybody agrees that's us, or the machlokas is about min bimino. Min bimino. So the Gemara says, hi, Mai, no, you can't say that. Wait a minute. If you hold like the Rabbanan, also Kareb Yehuda Sfira Lehu. If you hold, everybody holds Min Bemino Lo Batil in this Machlokas. Ube Efshel Softo, pleading, they're arguing about Efshel Softo. Hainu Tukama Rebbe, Nirin Diver Reb Yehuda Bahav, Diver Chacham Bahav. Then the Machlokas makes sense. You know the Rebbe holds like Reb Yehuda, and holds like the Chachamim. Ela I Amrit Efshel Softo, Diver Yakol Aser. But if you hold Efshel Softo, everybody says is Aser. Meaning, once the piece of meat becomes aser, it's aser. The hacha b'min b'mino kemiflagi, and the machlokas here is about min b'mino, so that doesn't work. Why? Because the rabbanan then would matir, no matter if you did nir or not. Whether you were menar b'tchila, whether you were menar basof. And the chaticha is always aser, according to the rabbanan. Right? Even if you were nir b'tchila, because they're choshesh, you weren't menar yafe. And Rebbe wouldn't hold like the Rabbanan at all, because Rebbe holds, if you're, what does Rebbe say? Nirin, that I hold like the Rabbanan if you're Menar B'tchila. But if you say Efshel Softo is Aser according to everybody, then even the Rabbanan themselves would say that piece of meat is always Aser. So Rebbe wouldn't be holding like anybody. So his words shouldn't be, I like the Rebbe Yehuda here and I like the Rabbanan here. He should just say, I like Rebbe Yehuda here and I don't like Rebbe Yehuda there, because he doesn't hold like the Rabbanan. He's a third Shita. Hi, Nirin Div Rebbe Yehuda, Nirin Mi Boyle. Right, he shouldn't say that I hold like the Rebbe Yehuda here and the Rabbanan here, because he's not holding like the Rabbanan, period. If you hold Efshel Softo is also according to everybody, but Rebbe says, and I think everything is mutter if you're Menayir at Betchila, so that would be a problem. So that's what the Gemara says, Vesula Midi, so can't say anything more about this. We go back to the original suggestion that the Machlokas is about Efshar Lesofto, and everybody would agree that to Rebbe Yehuda, in this case, Min Bimino, is not Bata. There's an interesting Ravid. The Ravid here says, the Ravid in Perek Tes Halacha Yud says, again, this is very lumdish, and again, a lot to talk about at this Ravid, and we don't have time to go fully into it. The Ravid says, the Chaticha Nasas Nevela is based on Min Bemino Lo Batel. That's the Ravid Shita. To say Chaticha Nasas Nevela, that something becomes totally Usser. If you just have a little Isser that went into a piece of meat, the whole meat becomes Usser, that's based on Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That's what the Ravid says. Shelo shamanu kol chaticha atzma nasas nevela el ladas Rabbi Yehuda de machmir min bemino aval rabbanan lo. And the question is, so what's the svar? What's the connection between those two svaras? Min bemino not being batel, chaticha nasas nevela. So the Chassam Sofer right here says he gets it from our Gemara, but he gives a svara. He says das a Ravid lo no mar chaticha nasas nevela el madar min bemino lo batel vazen nira das a riff. He thinks that's the riff also, who does not quote the whole Shach Levitaria here, because if you don't hold the Rebbe Yehuda, then the whole thing, you don't have to quote this Shach Levitaria. V'tayma yish lahasbir ksas. Let me explain it a little bit. Kivon, says the Chassam Sofer. Kivon, did Tam Ki'ikr. Tam Ki'ikr, even if you hold this Daraisa, it's not a Svara. You need Psukim. You need psukim to quote Tam Ke'ikar. Tzrichin rayos mipsukim. Avo pashtius lo sochal nevela v'chelev mamish gufa iser v'lo taimo. The pashas is to only eat the gufa shel iser, not the tam. The tam is a chiddush. The tam is a chiddush. Unehi yesh lanu ribuya ataima. So you're right, we have a ribuy to include tam ke'ikar. Minale lehimatze odis rachaticha shekibla hatam afilu basa b'chalav. But just because you say Tom Ke'iker, why should that answer the, why is there a natural extension to answer the whole piece of meat? The Torah was Mechadesh that the Tom is Aser. So this piece of meat now has the Tom, so that's Aser. Who says now the Tom of the rest of the meat is going to be Aser? Why? That's not a natural extension of the din of Tom Ke'iker. And therefore, Chatichah Nasa Neveila is not something natural to the principle of Tom Ke'iker. But if you say Min Bemino Lo Batil, based on Exeris Akasiv, that this always exists, no matter what, this exists. The Dhamma Par and the Dhamma Sa'ir, the Miut always exists. So then even once it's in a piece of meat, even if it's in 1,000 more pieces of meat, the Miut always exists. And therefore, he says that would be more of a natural extension of Chatichah Nasa Neveila. L'mandar min min lo batil v'gzeres hakasav b'litam v'sara midam apar v'hasair avo bidazam shneim shavim lo iser v'lo heter v'enem etelim ki gzeres hakasav v'im ken yesh lomar afilu I ba'alfei alafim pa'amim taroves la'olam yaseh kamo v'shuv efshar dekim dechadichah zu l'shir b'mino yaser nimsa yikorei shem yisro olav v'av efshar afilu b'eno mino nikra shem olav v'chul. And he continues. So that's the sheet of the Ravid, and the Riffi assumes that's why it's an extension of min b'mino lo batel, v'chassam sofer, min b'mino lo batel. That's where it comes from. And if you don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, then you wouldn't hold of chaticha nasis nevela. That's the chiddush of the Ravid and of the Riff according to the chassam sofer. Okay. We move on now to the world of Chal, the world of the udder. Right? We mentioned this earlier in the Masechta also. Last week it came up, and this is the main sugya. So what's the issue of an udder? The udder has a lot of milk in it. So we're talking about the Yisra Basa B'chalav. So there's much discussion. There's a huge simon in Shulchan Aruch, simon Sadi, all about the chal. Mida Oraisa, as we said then, a few days ago, if the animal is shechted and there's still milk in the udder, so that milk does not have the status of milk. On a Daraisa level, it's only milk if it comes out while the animal's alive. But if not, so then it doesn't have the status of milk. But Mida Rabbanan, we try to get out all of the milk. So what happens? Are you allowed to cook the chal? So no, we have to try to get out the milk beforehand. So a chal, karo, we have to rip it open, right, in order to get out any of the milk in there, even though midaraisa is not milk. But we try to do that. Umoti es chalbo, and we take out the chalav. Lo karo, what if I didn't? What if I cooked it or roasted it? We'll see. Ain't over a love. So I still don't violate. We'll have to see what that means. Oh, by the way, I didn't go into, get this big Rashi here. Don't have time to go into it right now. Talks all about psak. Rashi shita is, min but Rashi passes like Rabbi Yehuda. Min b'mino lo batel. Right? Rashi paskins elsewhere that we saw Tom Ke'iker is drabanan. Right? Rashi has a couple of important shitas throughout this Masechta, but he holds, based on this Gemara, everybody seems to be held like Rabbi Yehuda. We hold, bein efshel asof to aser, v'kula nasa nevela, min b'mino lo batel. Right? That's the Rashi here, it goes in terms of psak. Quoting from other sugis as well. Okay, back to the Mishnah. So chal, you have to tear open and get the milk out before you process it and prepare it. But if you didn't, so then ain't over a love. Ain't over. You don't get malchus or bishul. As Rashi says, delav chalav mikri. It's not really milk. It's not really basar b'chalav. Halevs, now we have another issue, the heart. The heart is not a milk issue, it's a blood issue. There's milk, there's blood in the heart. But again, what's the issue of blood in the heart? Malicha, salting, removes blood that is absorbed, dam hanivla. But malicha, Chazal assumed, does not remove dam hakanus, dam that's gathered in. So milk, the heart not only has blood absorbed, but it has maybe even not, because it's smooth, Rashi quotes, but it has blood gathered. And that's why the heart is a separate issue of blood. So the udder is a separate issue of milk, the heart is issue of blood. But here the issue is on a daraisa level, right? That's real blood. Halev karo umotzi es damo, by the heart, karo umotzi es damo, lo karo ain't over a love. And if you didn't, I'm sorry, you're still not over a love, and we'll have to see why you are not over. There is no chi of karis. Rashi here quotes that it must be here we're talking about the heart of a bird. The heart of a bird, and therefore there's no kezias. It's small. But the behema, if it's the blood of an animal, if it's the heart of an animal, and you weren't karei, that isn't, is it daraisa? That Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Krisus, Yechayev Karis. if you didn't tear it, la'acher bishulo. That is Shitas Rashi. Tosfos, the other Rishonim, have a problem here with Rashi's additional line of Nisbashel. What does Rashi say? Here, you don't violate if it was a bird heart, but if it was an animal heart, you do violate, even if you didn't cook it, if you didn't tear it open before cooking it. 1 second. The Gemara says elsewhere, Dam she Nisbashel, there's no more karis. So, fine, Dam Behema is different, but how could Rashi say, Bibehema chayev karis im lo karo lachar bishulo? So what does Rashi mean there? So Tosfos rejects Rashi. Tosfos says, no, it can't be. Dam shebishlo eino over alavim achlo. Gemara Menachas daf chav aleph. And therefore, Rabbi Notam says, don't rely on this lamaisa, the chulu. What's the answer for Rashi? Some Rishonim, the Ritva says here, ironically, only dam kudshim shebishlo, you're not chayev karis for. But dam chulin shebishlo, that's the context of the Gemara Menachas. But dam chulin shebishlo, you're still chayev karis. And I have to think about that svara. You know, why should that be? Usually kachim is a higher standard. But that's what the Ritva says here. The Ritva says that if it's dam shebishlo of chulin, then it would be okay. The efsher shrabenu zal sover shehu b'dam kachim dafka. Amo b'dam chulin afilu shebishlo over. Maybe the dam of kachim has a special status, and therefore if you're mevashalit, then that status is removed. Dam of chulin doesn't have a special status. Cooking doesn't change it. Okay. But that is other answers for Rashi. But we'll leave that for now. So now, back to the first part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that by the Chal, if I don't tear open the Chal, so then if I don't tear it open, I don't violate. So, two versions in our Gemara. Amar Abzeira Amarav. Turning over, ain't over a love of Mutter. Right? It's Mutter. If I didn't tear it open before I cooked it, and we'll see this means if I didn't, roast it. If I didn't roast it. Rashi's gonna say that later, and Tosfos says that's the pshat of Rashi even here. It means, if you roasted it without tearing it open, so then, in over love of mutter, then you could eat it. Why? Because by roasting, the blood drips out, and the milk drips out, anyway. And therefore, it's not going to be a problem in this mutter, lechatchila, and like the Ron here says, after tzli, you don't have to be koreit. You don't have to be koreit. Hanatran ain't over a love, but 1 second. But doesn't our Mishnah just say in over, which sounds like me'ever hu delo aver ha'isur ika? Sounds like you don't violate, but you're not supposed. It's still usser. You don't get the full isser with malchus. So isn't there still an isser? No, but dinu disur nami leka. Really, there's no isser at all. The id by the milk. If you roasted the kral, and then you want it without tearing it open, so then it's mutter. So the machlokas we've shown him is there an issue? Does it pay to tear it after the sleep? That's a machlokas Rishonim. It sounds like the Pasha of this Gemara is that you don't have to. That's what the Chiddush Yaron says. But here it says, B'dini Surah Nami Leka. There's no Isra at all. V'aydi, D'bay L'misti Seifa. Because the Seifa of the Mishnah has to say, Halev Karo Motzi Es Domo, Lo Karo Eino Over Olav, Hasamu Mevru Delo Avar HaYisura Ika. There, there's still Usser. Rashi says, Chatzi Shir, Usser Min HaTorah. There, because we're talking about the heart of the bird, remember, according to the Rashi, there is Asad Araisa. Tanarami Reish Eino Over Olav. That's why he uses the Lashon of Eino Over Olav, but really it's Mutter. Really, it's mutter, according to this first version of Abzeira Amarav. Lema Messiah lay. Well, maybe there's a Tosefta that supports this. Hakachal koro umozi eschelbo. The chal be korea and take out its milk. Lo koro eno over a love. Halev koro umozi es damo. Lo koro koro lachar bishulo umutter. So here the Tosefta adds, the lave, if you weren't korea it, you could be korea it after the bishul and it'll be mutter. Levu debai kriya afterwards, ava kachal obai kriya. So it sounds like that's a raya. The Gemara says what to do afterwards, but it sounds like for the kachal, it's mutter. If you didn't do it lechadchila. The Gemara says no. Dilma, maybe not. Dilma levu desagi lebe kriya. No, maybe lev, kare afterwards, that would work, because the blood would come out. Ava kachal osagi lebe kriya, but maybe by a kachal, it's worse. Right? Once you cooked it, or roasted it, then it's stuck. It gets nibla inside, and it can't come out. Okay, so no raya from the Tosefta. That's version one of Reb Zeira Marav. Ika d'amrei, or we get to version number two. Amrei Reb Zeira Marav, eino over alav va'asur. Rav says, no, you don't violate, meaning, but it's still usur. It's still usur to eat if you messed up and you weren't koreit beforehand. So lema mesayale. So let's prove it from our Mishnah. Eino over alav, never hu delo aver, ha'asur ika. Isn't there a diak from our Mishnah that you don't violate, but it's still usur at this stage? No, but dinu disur nami leka. It could be that there's no isra at all. V'adi debay lemisti seifa halev kara motzi es damo lo kro eino over a love da hasam ever hu dilo aver ha'isura ika. The seifa you make that diyak satan nami reach eino over a love. So there's no raya from our Mishnah beforehand. We asked the kasha and we defend it, and now we're asking, isn't it a raya? We said it's no raya. Tashma, and we'll quote the Tosefta again. Hakal karamoti as chelbo, lo kro ena over alav, halev karamoti as damo, lo kro karalach abishulav amutur, levu deboi kriya, avakal lo boi kriya. So again, isn't this a kasha? So it sounds like only the lev you have to tear afterwards, but not the udder. Dilma levu de sagi lebe kriya. No, maybe the heart is enough. Avakal lo sagi lebe kriya. Maybe it wouldn't be enough. Okay. Period. So there's a lot of discussion, Lamaisa, about this, about what is needed afterwards, and what's needed. What happens? Are you allowed to? A big discussion. Are you allowed to cook the chal with other things? Even if you want to say it's mutter now. Could you cook it with other chatichos or just by itself? Big discussion in the Rishonim. Tosfos on Kuf Yud Aleph says it is okay as long as you're Karei Avatach Bakosel. The Mordechai says no. Others say the Daki Moshe quotes even but the Yevon might be Usser. That's a discussion in Simin Sadi and the Shulchan Aruch. Fine. Tanya Kalish Nakama, Durav. This is a Brisa that supports Rav's first version that it's Mutter. Kal Shebishlo Bachalbo Mutter. Keba Shebishlo Bachalbo Usser. A chalva, an udder that you cooked in its milk is Mutter. A keva, which is the stomach. Let's say you have a nursing calf. The stomach that just got the milk from the mother. So, milk inside there, that's usser. Well, usser. Why? My hefesh ben zeh lazeh. Right? It just went from one to the other. Zeh kanes b'meyav. By the keva, it was really milk. Right when it left the udder, it got the status of milk. So right when it goes into the animal, before it's digested, let's say you shechted it and take it out before it's digested, so it still has the status of milk. Vezeh in kanes b'meyav. But the chal, it never came out. So if it didn't come out yet, so then it never has the status of milk. Rashi says it never gets a shem chalav on this. Fine. Ketzer karo, how do you do the kriya for the chal? I'm reviewing the karo. Shesi va'erev v'tacha b'kosel. Tear it both ways, and then squeeze it against the wall to get the milk out as well. Amale, Reb Elazar l'shamei, karo livana echo. Reb Elazar once told his servant, you know, tear it and I'll eat it. My kamashla masizani. What was his chiddush? It's a mishnah. What his shami didn't know the mishnah. Ha kamashla andelo beinan shesiv arev tachah b'kosel. So maybe he argues on that version. You don't need to do the pushing against the wall. Period. Okay. Next little agadic section. Amrle yalsa l'Rav Nachman. Yalsa, Rav Nachman's wife, said to Rav Nachman, Michti kol da'asalan rachmana sharilan kavase. For everything asar out there in the world, there's something as mutter. For everything asar in the world, there's something that's mutter. Asar lan dama, shari lan kavda. Right? We're not allowed to eat blood, drink blood, but the liver is, you know, very bloody, and it's mutter. Nida, dam tohar. Right? Can't be with a nida, but dam tohar, after a woman has a baby. Chelev behema, chelev chaya. Chazir, pig, mocha de shibuta. Right? A certain type of fish that has the taste of a chazir. Gerusa, a certain type of non-kosher bird. Lishna de kavra. Right, the tongue of a kavra also has that taste. Eishes ish, gerusha b'chaye baila. Right, her husband's still alive. Eishes ach, yevama. Right, her yalso was pretty smart. Right, eishes ach, so then yevama is mutter. Kusis, yefas toar. As we know, each of these could be discussed at length. Bina lamechal b'sar b'chalba. I want to taste b'sar b'chalav. I want to taste b'sar b'chalav. So, what do you have for me? Amalu Rav Nachman, Latavchi, Zviku Lakachli, go roast her a chal. Go roast her a chal. Right, that's the udder will give you the taste of Basal Bachalov. Vanatana Karob, what do you mean? Didn't we say you have to tear it first? Why did he just say roast it? Hahula Kadera. No. You only have to rip it open if you are going to cook it. But if you are going to roast it, it doesn't need it. Right? This argues on some of the sheetahs we had earlier. Let's just finish. Vaktani Shabishlo Dieved in Lakhila Lo, but didn't we just say it's only Bidieved? Because the seifa of that previous brisa says, keva shevishla b'chal ba'asura, dafilu d'vi'evet nami lo, by the keva, by the stomach, it's also even b'di'evet, tanami resha, shevishla. That's what it says here, a lashon of b'di'evet as well. What is this message of everything that in life that's usur is mutter? So the Marsha here says, it's to prove to us that the reason things are usur in life is because of Gzeiras HaKasev. Right, it's not because of, oh, a taste is disgusting. The same exact taste. Oh, why is chazer treif? Because it's disgusting. You have something that tastes exactly like chazer. And it's mutter. So Marsha says, you know why things are usur in life? Because Hashem told us it's usur. Not because of dafka, a svara that we have. The mitzvah zakarish baruch hu aleinu gzeiras hamelachim belit tam bedavar. Vizeo she'omer kol da'asalan sharolan kavase. Bim kein, al kochach, may da'asalan gzeiras hamelachu. Right? Al tomar mishum miyasusahu. Right? Because like the Gemara says about dam. If you think dam is so disgusting, why is dam kavin mutter? And if you think nid is so disgusting, why is dam toar mutter? Imken al karchaf isurahu mishum ziras hamelach v'chein b'basav v'chalav v'chein b'chazer. That is the Maharsha. If you look in the Maharal here, the Maharal discusses on a more Kabbalistic sense that everything has to have a foil in the world. Says the Maharal. Pirish. Im lo kein lo haya nivra ha'asr klal. If you don't have the parallel heter, the iser wouldn't have been created. Delama yivra Hashem yizbarach, davar shehu asr. Devade bebnei shehu asr, hu tameh. Velama yivra oso. Ela bishul shenivra ha'heter nivra ha'isr imo. That would be kind of a balance. Kind of a balance he discusses, and he gives other examples as well. Okay, there's more. Maybe we'll start just to end off maybe with the Chidah. The Chidah discusses, is there a... If somebody thought of treif when they ate the mun, did it taste like treif? Is that a problem? Did the mun taste like treif? So the Chidah says, we see from this Gemara, every isser taste in the world is usser, so maybe it could have tasted like treif. Because, doesn't mean it was really treif. Because every treif taste in the world has something that has the exact same taste, that's mutter. So maybe you would be able to. The Chashuki Chemet here discusses, is there anything halachically and ashkafically wrong with creating foods that have non-kosher tastes on purpose? Right, let's say somebody, he caused a taste. There were Bali Tshuva that were having a very difficult time because there were certain foods they used to eat. So somebody knew them and said, oh, I can come up with food that tastes just like chazer. So it sounds like this Gemara is mutter. What's the problem? So he quotes from Rabbi Yashiv, maybe not. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu made something that tastes like treif, but it's mutter, so that's mutter. But if you're going to go out of your way to try to make something that it tastes like treif that's not supposed to taste like treif, so that could be different. That could be different. It might not be a raya from here. L'achtar v'limso tam shel chazer shashem yisparach tiev oso gam aleinu al tkein. So maybe it's not going to be like that. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But the Shema will continue next time with Daf Kufyud.